So I often get asked by people, how can you preach on the same readings every year? How can you say new things about them? Or do you just end up saying things and over again and hoping no one notices? Well, first, let me tell you this, that there are absolutely priests, most of them more elderly, who, when they were first ordained, wrote 3 years' worth of homilies, because we have three cycles of readings, and then never wrote a homily again in their life, and they recycled those same ones over and over again. And they kind of just hope, well, it's been 3 years, no one remembers what I said before, so I'm going to use it again. Well, as someone who has been Catholic much longer than he has been a priest, let's just all agree, yes, we do remember when you recycle homilies, so it is my hope that that never becomes me. So far, it's been a year, officially, since June 1st, when I was ordained in 2019, and I've not used the same homily twice yet. So, more importantly, though, let's look at the difference that 366 days makes. Last year, on June 6th, here are some of the headlines that we were worried about, and literally all I did was type in 2019 June 6th headlines, and this is what came up. We were worried about a massive migration from Guatemala through Mexico into the U.S. The House was asking for an impeachment inquiry. There were climate change worries. There were massacres in Africa. Russia was being kind of a jerk, and we were worried about plastics in the ocean. Compare that to this year, it seems like that we only care about two things now: health and safety due to the worldwide pandemic, and the rights and dignity of the human race in America, while still promoting public safety. So just between last year and this year, while the readings remain the exact same for Holy Trinity Sunday, so much has happened and is different in our world. There are new fears. There are new joys and new circumstances in just a year. So the readings, although they are the same, hit us in a different way. So while last year on this Trinity Sunday, we heard the same thing proclaimed by Paul, and he says it again today this year, I want you to listen to what he says especially this year. He says, brothers and sisters, mend your ways. Encourage one another. Agree with one another. Live in peace. Isn't it beautiful that the living, breathing Word of God is so applicable to what's happening in our world right now? Paul is telling the church in Corinth and the church in which we live in this time that we should always be looking for honest reconciliation and mending of division. What better way to mend division other than to encourage one another? Many times when I am sitting in the confessional and someone comes in and confesses things like judgment, detraction, gossip, or any other sin which judges or uses their words or thoughts to be critical of others, I will often give them the same penance that I give anyone else who commits those sins. I ask them that over the next 24 hours, they find 2 to 3 times where they can be positive to someone else, either by saying something nice or by paying them a compliment or telling them that they did a good job at something. Anything that uses their speech, which was the cause of their sin initially, to now be the means for their sanctification. And I think that is what we need now. We need our words that for so long have been used to divide and to hurt others to now be a source of healing. So what is the worst that could happen if we started using our words to build bridges of hope and peace? Being nice to those people whom we don't even know but may pass on the street. If there is one side effect I have seen from this pandemic, it seems that it has made everyone afraid of others. People we don't know are threats. And while the virus still exists, we don't need to live in fear of each other. And the easiest way to bridge that gap of fear is by using our words just to merely utter a hello or say something nice to someone else that in the hopes that it might brighten their day. This is the simple way the love of God is poured into our lives. And when we share the joy that we have with others because we know God and receive his sacraments, we participate in the inner life and love of the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, one God and three divine consubstantial persons existing in communion, sharing the purest form of love. And we know that we are made in the image and likeness of God, so therefore we are also called to live in communion and share the love of God and God's great love for us. We listen to the gospel from John today that tells us of God's great love for us. And he desired to share that love with us in such a great way that he sent his Son, Jesus, to be with and among us. So the love of the Trinity compels him to share with us a greater share in his love by calling himself to action. That action of sending the Son into the world. And so we too are to love humanity, who is also made in the image and likeness of God, with all the inherent dignities associated with that image. We are to love people and to be called to action as well. Action to perform the corporal and spiritual works of mercy in a time of pandemic and out. Action to promote peace in every regard. Action to stand in the face of injustice. Action to spread the love of God through the simple action of being encouragement to others. And yet, this advice terrifies us. We don't want to be the one that says hello because we are worried about offending others. We don't want to be the one to offer a compliment for fear that it might be misconstrued. We don't want to do anything different than what we are comfortable doing now, which means we will not have anything different in the world than we currently have. My brothers and sisters, on this Trinity Sunday, know that this weekend we talk about the theological realities and existence of God. Next weekend is Corpus Christi, the practical side of God who left us his flesh and blood in actuality. We, as humans, need both. Both the theological theoretical and the tangible practical. We talk about wanting to change the world in theory, but when it comes to the practical side of changing things, we often would much rather just not rock the boat. So this week, we should reflect on the Trinity, the beauty that is the communion of divine persons, but at the same time, one God. And we should be ready to share in that divine likeness and image by sharing the love of God we have in the Trinity, by being intentionally nice to everyone we encounter, and offering them a kind word, whether it's convenient or inconvenient.